October 5, fitting up for heaven's mansions, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, Ephesians 5:27. Christ is soon coming in the clouds of heaven, and we must be prepared to meet him, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. The converting power of God must be upon our hearts. We must study the life of Christ and imitate the divine pattern. We must dwell upon the perfection of his character and be changed into his image. No one will enter the kingdom of God unless his will is brought into captivity to the will of Christ. Professed Christians keep altogether too near the lowlands of earth. Their eyes are trained to see only commonplace things, and their minds dwell upon the things their eyes behold. Their religious experience is often shallow and unsatisfying, and their words are light and valueless. How can such reflect the image of Christ? How can they send forth the bright beams of the Son of Righteousness? Heaven is free from all sin, from all defilement and impurity. And if we would live in its atmosphere, if we would behold the glory of Christ, we must be pure in heart, perfect in character through his grace and righteousness. We must not be taken up with pleasure and amusement, but be fitting up for the glorious mansions Christ has gone to prepare for us. Christ is soon coming in glory, and when his majesty is revealed, the world will wish that they had his favor. At that time we shall all desire a place in the mansions of heaven. But those who do not confess Christ now in word, in life, in character, cannot expect that he will confess them then before his Father and the holy angels. Oh, how happy will those be who have made themselves ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb, who are robed in the righteousness of Christ and reflect his lovely image. They will have on the pure white linen, which is the righteousness of the saints, and Christ will lead them by the side of living waters. God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and they will have the life that runs parallel with the life of God.